Exploring the Effects of the Work That Reconnects by Felipe Landaeta, Part 3. Some reflections about the results. Based on the results of the study, some reflections can be made about the work that reconnects. The presence of an adequate mindset prior to the activities, and especially for the ritual-type dynamics, seem to be of prime relevance. The transformative power of the work that reconnects appears to be related to participation in meaningful ritual activities that needs an adequate attitude by the participants, allowing the individual and the group process to happen. The ritual-type methodologies, accompanied by an open attitude or mindset, invite an opening of deep layers of subjective experience, which might be different from simply staying or playing in nature. The rituals performed at the Work That Reconnects seem to facilitate the access to profound and meaningful psychological information, something common in experiences beyond the daily waking state. These insights happened by symbolic contents or by emotionally charged memories and revelations. These types of experiences resemble to non-ordinary states of consciousness, as reported in anthropological literature. For example, in Arnold van Gennep, Erica Bourguignon, and Victor Turner. And in transpersonal psychology and related fields, for example, Carl Jung, Stanislav Grof, and Charles Tart. The experiential access participants had to meaningful information about their lives and the experiences beyond their bodily ego suggested the contact with transpersonal dimensions of being. The above stresses the occurrence of non-ordinary states during the ritual activities at the Work That Reconnects. This might explain why participants reported access to such profound contents and why they reported a sense of deep change during the retreat. People's reports of feeling part of a greater whole that transcends themselves and of acknowledging themselves as nature guide us as researchers to confirm from an experiential stand the theoretical pillars of the work that reconnects, such as deep ecology, eco-psychology, systemic perspective, and spiritual traditions. Based on the findings of this study, we state that human identity goes beyond the bodily ego, and we as human beings are in intimate connection with the natural world. The participants' awareness of their interdependence with nature seemed to provide the ground for a change in their values and worldview. Nature connectedness tends to go hand in hand with pro-environmental behavior, as some research states, which would explain why emotionally significant immersions, meaningful ritual type of experiences, and activities that promote connection with nature in general would generate a subsequent positive effect of care and of responsibility with the natural world. Then, the work that reconnects seems to fulfill its objective of creating awareness of the basic interdependence with life and mobilizing conscious action. Within the reflections that remain for me as a researcher, I wonder to what degree the sample of the study was biased. They manifested a preference toward environmental issues since the beginning. It is highly possible that the interest in nature might be something that implicitly motivated the participation in the work that reconnects from the beginning. From this type of personal interest, it could be that people were more available to transfer their learning at the work that reconnects to their daily lives. This is one of the topics that we will surely keep inquiring about and exploring in future reflection and studies, as well as comparing the effects of the work that reconnects with other types of activities in nature, such as hiking, grounding, forest bathing, and with other ritual type of experiences in nature, such as sweat lodge, vision quest, and so on. I see that the impact of the work that reconnects has a profound scope, which will surely lead us to continue investigating and disseminating what we are learning from this beautiful work. And that is the end.